Annabelle. Hello. I was nothing special. Well, I feel I still am. Just a middle-of-the-road, plain Jane or average Joe type of person. You know the type. Just blends into the background. Someone who watches the world go by without actually seeming to participate in it, or to cause any major fundamental change with one's existence. In other words, if I wasn't here, if I wasn't born, or if I disappeared, well, nothing would matter. People would continue their daily and nightly routines without batting an eyelid if I was present. But that's not quite true with this story. With my story. You see, it turns out that I did matter. Not that I, or for that matter, the world around me understood that fact at the time, until it was too late. It's taken me a while, but I am now strong enough to tell my story. Rephrase that. I'm now strong enough to share my story. Sharing means it may make you feel emotions as it unfolds. Some of those emotions will be pleasant, others will be uncomfortable. Then some will just be, well, nightmarish. Oh, my name's Annabelle, by the way. Apparently one of the rules of writing a book, story, statement, memoir, whatever it is to name the characters pretty quickly. So, there it is. Annabelle. Probably best I don't reveal my surname, just in case you guys start Googling me and get distracted with the facts from fiction or vice versa. Oh, before I forget, the section's headed Extract from Journal are real and actually from my journal. The order may not be chronological at times, but I stuck them in at the places I thought would explain some of the context around the events that occurred. Finally, before we get down to the nitty-gritty, writing must be personal. The person reading the words should feel like they were written only for their own eyes. The words should jump off the page and speak to that person, wrap around them like a warm blanket that smells of their favourite washing products. I suppose that's the secret to how some books become bestsellers and others just fade into the ether. I would like to think that my words, the words of the simple part of me as a person, have some affinity to you, the reader. After all, it's all I have left now.